This is Dr. Anwar Ghani. I'm the president of Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, which is the umbrella organization of Muslims in New Zealand. Well, I think the best way is really education and communication. Those are the two key components by which we can engage with these so-called outcasted organizations who are certainly giving very bad name to Muslims and Islam as a whole. So the key is education and communication and understanding. Most of the elements which are involved in that, they are using the approach that there is a considerable injustice against Muslims and against Islam, and particularly taking the capitalizing on some of the events which have happened, and so that gives a fuel to their desire to recruit and bring people in. So if we address some of those key issues, certainly there will be less of people will be involved in misguided activities. You're quite right. Islam is root letter is peace. So I think that we should look at more towards peace than any other aspects of it. And whenever there has been a peace, Islam has thrived in those environments. And the people using selective quotations from Quran and Hadith to justify their means, that I think vast majority of Muslims, they do understand that is not correct. But it's those who are more sentimental and misguided, they take on the particular aspects of it. And Islam is not the only religion which is used in that way. There are other religions in the world are used exactly for the same reasons, yes. But we don't, there's no excuse as a Muslim for us that our religion, which is Rahmatul, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent as a Rahmatul Lil Alameen, and we have got all the ways and means and etiquettes which in any society are highly desirable elements. So Allah has bestowed us with the best of the religion, and we need to, as a model faith community, we need to exhibit that to the whole world.